actually in Blue, isn't it? It's called Blue.
It's Blue, yeah.
Compared to, we were at the other place. What was the other one?
Cake Bar.
Cake Bar, okay. Yeah. What's your name, sir? You're very casual. I like this approach. It's a good start.
I'm Adam Bird.
Okay, Adam, what do you do?
I run a company called Ascendex, for a messaging service provider for businesses. But I'm here tonight as founder of Not Tuesday.
Okay. About 1,000 of my users just turned off because they said messaging services, you're going to have to elaborate a little bit.
SMS, MMS, voice messaging for companies.
So you can pay for like a short code and...
That kind of thing, yeah. Okay. But it's really about engagement. It's about extending workflows to your workforce and your customers. Rather than the ringtone, short code, that kind of thing. It's about companies using it.
So what's your interest in social media, if you don't mind asking?
Social media, it's an important aspect, important for us to understand how our customers want to engage with us. So I use social media, I run a cycling club as well. And so we use Twitter, we use Facebook, we use blogging, it's sort of blogging tools to engage with people and kind of share the content around us. But also from a commercial point of view, I like to see, I need to be available for my customers whenever they want us, in whatever manner they want. So I need to understand how they do that.
Okay, fabulous. Well, I'm going to go on to the next person. Before we get anybody else, hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Alfonso Graham.
You're very
sir.
Smartly dressed as well. I actually feel incredibly underdressed. I should probably have dressed up more in a suit and something.
Okay.
What brings you here today?
What brings me, I'm a speculator, but I was invited by this wonderful lady over here whose business card I have in my pocket, and I'm going to find out her name on my business card.
Very sharp. I like that. Do you see how he did that?
Kieran, okay.
Very good, sir. I like that. Yeah, you dug yourself out of that incredibly well, okay. Actually. Yeah. So what do you do? You've got an incredibly huge folder there.
Yes.
That's concerning me greatly. Is that your IBM of the 21st century?
No, this just actually is, I take written notes better than I take computer notes, so
okay.
It helps.
And this dates back to the 1800s then,
the looks of it, yes.
Okay. So I hope you get everything out, something good out of tonight.
Yep.
It's mainly about how to use social media and the tools that we've got in the Web2 world, that is the Facebooks, the Twitters of the world, to either... emphasize or alert people to your business, but there's all other facets in there as well. So if there's anything particular that's in your mind that you want to ask of somebody like me who uses this a lot and has been using it for the last 3 years, just shout up, don't feel awkward or whatever.
Definitely.
When I start talking, because I'll get really paranoid.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay. Who are you? You look familiar, actually.
Hi Phil, I am Martin Wright. I arranged the Twestival, and we saw you on your trip through
Nottingham
to the rest of the country.
You give us props.
Nice. I did give you props.
You were the only place, they were the only Twestival that gave us props. And you've got to give props to Nottingham for giving us props. So how much did you raise? Was it good?
We
was
raised £220.
Okay.
And I think that set us up brilliantly for the next one. I'm just waiting to find out when that might be.
Okay, so did you have plenty of people turn up?
We had about 20 people turn up on the night. The snow didn't really help things. But we're quite happy with the turnout and excited about the next one.
Superb. So what would you like to get out of tonight? If there's one thing that's going through your mind that you would like to hear about, what would it be?
Well, I'm also, because I arranged the Web2O surgery, which we have monthly on a Thursday night here as well. So what I'm doing, I'm just trying to bridge between the people that haven't got a clue how to use the tools and the people that have the tools.
Okay, fabulous.
So I'm here out of curiosity to hear what you are going to tell us about.
Okay, fabulous. Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate that. I recognise this girl.
Hello.
Lady. Did I say girl? Sorry.
Girl will do. So I'm not going to complain.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you.
We haven't seen you since... how long have we got?
Thing.
We've got 1 minute 45 seconds before we have to finish this block off. So,
okay.
What have you been doing since last year?
Selling lots of number plates.
You have?
Happens, yes.
Are you making good money?
Reasonable, yes. Reasonable.
You go for the top end clients, though, don't you?
I try to focus on those, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
what sort of price bracket are those?
£40,000-£50,000,
really?
That sort of level.
And what
yeah.
sort of cars do they go on then?
Usually Ferraris, Porsches.
Jesus Christ.
The price at the end of the market.
So where do people come to have a look at your little site for buying all these like expensive goods?
They come to www.theplatemarket.com.
And are you going to like deride everything I say tonight and tell me, no, you're completely wrong?
No,
is there anything that you want to particularly know about tonight?
I'm still trying to uncover what's the best way to communicate with my customers, and how they want to be communicated with, whether they want regular alerts of new, exciting new number plates that come on the market, that sort of thing, and you know, whether Twitter or Facebook, what's the appropriate method for them.
Are you using those now?
I'm experimenting with them at the moment, just trying to get a feel for what my clients want.
Okay, superb. Thank you very much.